The President of the United States has as much power now as Adolf Hitler had. That's what he said this morning. It's on the radio. He said, we've got to cut back on his emergency powers or we're finished. How many heard him? It's on the radio today. Senator Church of Idaho. He said there is more power in the hands, he said more power in the hands of the President of the United States than was in the hands of Adolf Hitler when he established the dictatorship and set up the concentration camps. Now listen, love, you slept for now the last 50 minutes. Now will you wake up? Thank you. Now when a senator starts telling you that, you better get nervous. There's one thing I'd like to have. You say it's too big to ask for. It's awful big. I'd like a great big jet airplane. A great big jet airplane. Now I know where I can get one that'll seat. Oh, it'll seat. These things now seat hundreds. I know where I can get one for $500,000. So that's too big to think about. Oh, that's not too big to think about if you know what you're talking about. Say, why do you want that? I'll tell you. Explain it to you very easily. In the meantime, we can charter it. The company would even train our men to fly it. They'll train them so that they would be able to be trained and others could step into other jobs. Secondly, we can use it to go on our campaigns. But thirdly, if a sudden dictatorship came, we could zoom out of here fast. Now we have so many things to maintain. You say, you always doing so much. Say, why are you protecting things up in the Redwood Valley? Well, Redwood Valley is for the great apocalypse. If we have a nuclear holocaust with an earth tremor that will split off all through the San Andreas Fault and drop everything west of the San Andreas Fault into the sea, then we're prepared because I've got a cavern deep, deep in the mountains that can take care of every one of you. No fallout can get to you. No radiation can get to you. You're warm. It's constant temperature, 55 to 60 degrees all year long down there where I've got that. We've got food for that. Say, well, how many emergencies can there be? There can be that emergency. It's definitely going to take place on 116th at 309. Our people, those that were in the meeting when it came by revelation, know exactly the day, the month, the minute, the year. I will tell everyone about it 2 weeks before. But in the meantime, there could be a dictatorship that would sweep in. So we have to be prepared to take our flight to the valley in the case of great desolation or the apocalypse or the Armageddon that would spring forth in a nuclear hell, as Peter said, when the elements melt with a fervent heat. We have to be prepared for that, but we also have to be prepared to go to other places in the world if a dictatorship takes over. Because I told you, and I never have broke my word, I told you that not one of my children is going to end up in a concentration camp. I said they'll have to kill us all first. Now, I mean that's one place we draw the line. We've been slaves once in this country. We've been in chains once in this country. They've sold us on the slave market once. But, baby, they're not going to do it again. So they better let us get our planes, because we'll be peaceful. We don't like desolation. We don't like Babylon. We don't like dictatorships. So if they want to build a dictatorship, they can build it. That's their business. But I'd like to have a way that I can get my children out quick. Say, where are you going? Now that's for Father to know and for you to find out. Because Father already knows. Father knows his business. You've never seen him go wrong yet. A year ago, this church is not a year ago. This church is not a year old. Yeah, just about now a year old, isn't it? Just about a year old right now. A year ago, we didn't own a brick. Today, this temple is paid for. Every fixture, every nail, every window, all the improvements, a new kitchen, it's paid for. Lock, stock, and barrel. 1 year. $200,000 we've got wrapped up in this thing. Improvements and all that we put in it. Organs, equipment. And we paid for it. Say, how do you do that? Well, it's a very simple thing. Quit giving your preachers anniversaries and quit giving them Cadillacs and you can pay for your church. I saw Icon this morning and it made me disgusted. Someone said, come in and see this fool. I walked in and I saw the fool. He had a little boy that was 13 years of age, had been on dope. And he was saying that he contacted his subconscious mind or some other idiocy and said this little boy now was, the little boy was in his church there to be on the TV camera. He takes these people and uses them. Like that silly old Reverend Bean that was in here. He got no more oil than I got. I saw his face on the magazine a while ago with that 32 oil wells. He hadn't got 32 wells of urine. Boy, somebody's going to get those folk for all the lies they tell. I don't know what they do to these guys or pay them off to tell, but I know that guy's not got no oil wells. He was right here in this church. He didn't like the straight truth. Oh, I'll tell it on you anytime. I'll tell it on you. He came around here, and I saw him just last week on the face of the Action magazine. He'd had 32 oil wells. That's a big lie. He got no 32 oil wells. Nobody just bothers to check up this stuff. They can just write any kind of lie they want to. You might have 32 old things you call oil wells, but if he's got them, they're all dry. It's awful, these things. And he said, the little boy, and then the grandmother said so pitifully, she said, I've moved over here to New York that he could be closer to you because he's trembling again. The little boy was trembling again. He's getting the nervousness that goes along with his drug addiction. And Reverend Ike says, let's all stand and send him some kind of love prayer. Crap with their love prayers. That little boy didn't need a love prayer. He needed somebody to give him work and give him, like our children's home, something to do. That Reverend Ike, I don't know how people can be so ignorant. They haven't got one children's home. They haven't got one nursing home. They haven't got one senior citizen home. They haven't got an acre. They haven't got a ground to prepare any food. We've got acres and acres of food that's planted. You just can get some of the pears out there. At the end of the service, you can get them at a very reasonable figure. And if you come up the valley, right now you can get them. If you want to drive up, we can get some pears free. We have to transport them down here, and naturally we're going to have some help for the church. But if you want to come up there, you can get pears at this time of the year. You can pick as many as you want to off of the trees around our property, free. Now that Reverend Ike doesn't give those folk nothing. He says, I send you out a love thought. Let's stand up and give a little 13-year-old drug addict a love thought. How do we be so damned ignorant? Now I seldom say a word like that, but Paul, he said a word worse than that when he said, I count it all dung. He called all that mess of lies and false prophets, he called that dung. You know what dung is. If you're half a century old as I am, you know what dung means. That's the dirtiest word you can think for that you flush down and you call number two. That's what Paul said in the Bible. He said, I count it all dung. And that's what I count Reverend Ike. Dung. He's dung heap. But I'll tell you one thing. You can't have a Reverend Ike without a whole lot of dumb house niggers. You got to have a whole lot of dumb Aunt Janes and Uncle Toms or Reverend Ike couldn't get anywhere. I'm amazed that people could be so dumb. He stands up there with those fancy clothes and says he spends what breaks my heart for people. They're so stupid. They're so damned ignorant. Go ahead and turn your offering in because it's important that we be assisted. It's wonderful. These damn things are made like by crooks like Reverend Ike. That's why they don't want to work for me. The whole elements The elements are against the people's liberation. Everything's in control of this love of money, which is the root of all evil. Nobody wants my voice. Of course not. Because I'll give people freedom. People have the nerve. People have the nerve to question like this. Somebody, these pants. Somebody had the nerve, said, to stop me in the aisle. Said, these are too short. Now, someone here gave me these pants, so I don't have to buy them, so I can save people money. Sure, they're too short, but what the hell's it to you? My shoes are also too short, but someone couldn't wear them because of bunions. So fine. I've been able to save you money. I've been able to save you your money and give you land. Been able to give you fine 13 lovely buses that can get us across this country if we don't get the jet. I'd just like to have, I'm the kind of father that would like to have every ace. I want every ace I can get. We've got a way that the head of one of the parliament divisions in Canada says, your country's going to turn into concentration camps and they're going to kill blacks and minorities. And he gave his number in red to me, his private phone, when we were up there on our vacation, because we all take our vacations together. Last year we went to Canada. We all take them together. I don't go anywhere. I don't take my people. And he said, you people are so wonderful, the way you cleaned up things and the way you little ones look after the older ones. And he said, there's such a togetherness. And he said, when you get ready, you just come on up, and we'll let you through. We'll let you right through the frontier, right through the border. But it takes us 13, 14 hours to get there. Oh, we'll make it. I've got all kinds of plans. I've got all kinds of plans. If we don't get a jet plane, we'll make it. Because we'll go naked if we have to in a protest march, and they'll let us get through there. Peace. That Reverend Ike is so phony, he breaks my heart. He says, I'll give you a love prayer. I carry your letter near me, he said. Never offered that child a home. Never offered that precious grandmother that had brought him all the way to New York. Didn't say a thing about, well, I'll see that you've got a place to stay. All he says, I'll stand up here in the great church and let's send him a love thought. I said, oh, I'd like to have a hold of Reverend Ike. I'd spank him like a little two-year-old because he's a spoiled brat. Great big spoiled brat. I know some of you are fans of him, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself. He doesn't do anything but take, and in the Reader's Digest, in the Newsweek, and in the San Francisco Chronicle, and on the radio I heard him with my own ears. He said, look at my clothes, fancy clothes. He said, you ought to be proud of me. He said, I spend $1,000, over $1,000 every week. Every week. It broke my heart. He spent over $1,000 every week for money to buy clothes. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said it himself. Nobody said it about him. I heard him, and some of you heard him with his own mouth say it. Our people in suffering, and it's a pity. It's a pity people won't pay for the truth. We could hardly get $1,000. Wednesday night we couldn't get $1,000 hardly in this church. We won't pay $1,000 for the truth. We do good to get $1,000. You say, well, that proves you're not of God. No, the more money you get, that proves the more of the devil you are. That's what it proves. I've got the supernatural power. But that isn't the thing that we're going to have to be saved by. If I save you that way, it'll exhaust me, and then you'll lose a leader. Because I've got more power than anyone, but my power is dependent upon your faith and your willingness to serve others. Now, in this consciousness, we are expected to work out our own plan of salvation. We're expected to give of ourselves freely. If we have freely received, we should freely give. But it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that Ike can get all that kind of money and wear with those fancy clothes. Oh, he's going to get his day. I'm not worried about the time of God's time. I'm not talking about principles' time. He's just the same as dead. But it's amazing that people will be so stupid. Stupid when right now the average black woman makes only $4,000 a year all over America, whereas the average black man makes $5,000, but the average black white man makes $10,000. That's the way it is in America today. $10,000. The average white man makes $10,000 a year, and the average black woman makes $4,000. Even the average white woman only makes $6,000. All women are second-class citizens, white and black. There's hardly a narrow gap between the black woman and the white woman. So the black woman and the white woman ought to recognize that you're sisters with a common problem, because your wage scale is almost the same. Nobody has any use for women because of that junk that Ike's preaching out of that King James Bible. That's why people have held down women. That's why they held down blacks. It said, slaves, obey your master. Be subject, it says, wife, to your husband. That means be a slave. No siree, sir. I don't care who said it. I don't care what book wrote it. I won't be subject to no damn fool. Now, last night we had wonderful healings. Two cripples. Yesterday, miracles and miracles and miracles. And the night before, braces taken off. Wonderful thing, but we sit and listen to truth. I do not intend to extend the truth as much today, but I have been impressed that we need to get the truth in us, because a double-minded man is unstable. Now, some of you, you will suck out there that slop. You slip out of here and go to a slop pen, and you expect to get something from me. You can't get it that way. This woman down here who was 98 had to have faith to come all the way from the east. This woman here that was sitting on the end, that was operated five times, she had to come here a long time. Months and months. She never was called out, but she wasn't sucking around on some old other false adder. She wasn't sucking around on something else that was false. She came in here and began to learn the teaching, and even though she'd been through the fifth operation, she was not going to be impatient. She stayed. She stayed put. But some of you suck at one tit, and then you go over and suck on another tit, and you're all around here getting all these old evangelist tits, sucking on them, sucking every old thing comes along. You're double-minded, and you're unstable in all your ways. You can't suck on one udder and then come in here, in this holy place, this place that's a liberation, a people's movement. You can't come in here and drink at this fountain and go back and drink at slop. What in the world are you talking about? Says Ike helps people. Ike doesn't help anybody. As many people as a mass ministry as he does, all that money, he's got gangland money behind him, all that junk. Oh yeah, you're saying some strong stuff. My attorneys look funny. I don't care. Let him sue me. I'd like to get in a suit with him. You look at those white thugs that are with him. Look at him. You ever been to one of his meetings? Say, have you? Not in the person, but I'm in the spirit everywhere. I'm looking at everybody when I want to look at him. Say, I don't like you to talk about Reverend Ike. Well, then you just don't like me, because I'll talk about any old rotten, dirty liar anytime I choose. I never will forget what he said to a group of black people. He held up Colonel Saunders. That old Colonel Saunders. He never would even hire a black till I took a fight on with him. His commercials didn't have a black in them till I personally took the crusade on and wrote letters and bombarded him till he hired the first black people in his programs. I don't mean I did it by the Spirit. We did it with letters. We did it with political pressure, with social pressure. And Reverend Ike, before I even got that done, held that man up and says, all black people should be like Colonel Saunders. Said he made it. Now, any black that would listen to that kind of idiocy says Colonel Saunders is an example of what all of us could be. Well, the only difference is Colonel Saunders is white, and that's a special privilege ticket in this country. I know you didn't come here to hear this. You came here to heal. And I caused them to spit out cancers in every service. I caused them to pass them all this week in every service. Cancers. Crippled two were healed yesterday. On Saturday, a woman on Friday, on Saturday night, she was crippled from two accidents so badly that her bones were just rickety and they were all meshed together. But she danced just like a little baby. But I'll tell you one thing. If you want to get these goodies, you're going to sit and get some of that crap out of your head. That's still a nicer word than Paul. Paul said dung. I still have it. Crap is a nice word compared to dung. In the Hebrew, it's the dirtiest cuss word you can ever use. But Paul said, I look on that mess of false prophets, and he said, all these people like Ike, I count it dung. You still don't know what dung is. Some of you look around wondering what dung is. It's shit, baby. That's what it is. Peace. And it's in your Bible. Paul said, all these liars that steal and rob the people, he said, I count it all dung. I'm amazed at the ignorance. That's why I want to get you out. We got ignorant folk. The first thing Reverend Ike would say, I know what he'll say. If they bring a dictator in, he'll say, it's good for the people. And his fool Aunt James and Uncle Tom's will sit there and say, yeah, sir. No, sir. I looked over their faces today, and I look at your faces. And if you've ever looked at that TV, because that's as close as I want to get to him, I wouldn't get near him. I wouldn't have nothing to do with him, because I've got too much justice, too much goodness, too much health. I wouldn't be near him. And some of you have seen too many die that have come in and out of here, and that's what's going to happen to that Reverend Bean. You watch him. You watch Reverend Bean. You watch him closely. You don't come and drink at this fountain and then go back to that slop heap. You better listen, Sarah. Come on now. Look up here. You better listen now. All of you better look forward. You don't go from here back to the crap of that dunghill. You don't go after tasting of this heavenly gift. You cannot find it possible to go back to such dead works. If you do, now you watch Reverend Bean. He's as dead as if he were already laying in a casket. He's dead. You say, I'm going to go back. Well, you just watch what happens to you. You go back, and you sit in that slop, and you die, and you find yourself in concentration camps. You find yourself in hell. You go back. If you have to test me, you go back. Because when you've seen purity, goodness, mercy, and you've seen our children's home, all the people we adopt, all the seniors we take in, give them homes without money, all the land we give to provide for our people, and all black people, and all poor white people, and all brown people, if you, having seen that, go back to a dirty, rotten devil that says, I spend $1,000 a week of the people's money for clothes. And he said, I'm the body beautiful. Stupid ass. He's a body beautiful. If he is, then if he's the body beautiful, then crap don't stink. I saw him go down the aisle, and you've seen him in the natural, and I've seen him in the spirit. Go down and say, don't touch me. If you want to hug me, just put your arms around yourself and go like that. Somebody the other day got all shook. A sister came up. She was just carried away. And She came up and just shook the liver out of me. She was carried away, and people wanted to stop her. I'm not going to break. It's natural not everyone could do that in every service, but when one person just breaks out of their hold and is so grateful and they do it, let them alone. But these reverends, they don't want to be touched. They're afraid their hair's going to get mussed. They're going to... He's afraid the boys wouldn't like him so well. Go tell him. I know you all do anyway. You've already told him. Why don't he sue me? Go tell him. He knows he don't want to get in no fight with Jim Jones. I'll tear hell out of him. Sister, you like Reverend Ike, you ought to get on out of here because you're in a bad place. You're in a bad place. I seldom talk about Reverend Ike, but you shouldn't have got in here. I'll talk about any old damn robber. I'll talk about any Uncle Tom that's trying to sell our people and telling us to be like Colonel Saunders and saying not to involve yourself. He said, don't involve yourself with social issues. Don't involve yourself with crusades. Don't involve yourself with any of the movements for peace or brotherhood. He said, just think positive and send my love thoughts. The pity is that we're so brainless that we follow the damn fool. It's pitiful. You say, why are you saying that? I'm saying it. It proves my case that much more. You'd better be ready to get to Redwood Valley on a moment's notice. We better be ready in a twinkling of an eye. And I don't mean to fly away, baby, on wings. Because they've been giving us that wing crap for years. I don't believe in none of that wing crap they tell us about. First place, not going to fly away anyway. It says it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. One shall be left and one shall be taken. Now, who was taken in the days of Noah? The bad folk. The bad folk. That's the ones that were taken. So you're always talking about that was the way the rapture's going to be. You're going to go up. The only people going to remain is going to be the good folk. Because they're going to have enough sense not to trust in angel wings and false Bible promises and pearly white cities and the gates of gold. They're going to learn to look after themselves and work out their own salvation and get them a cave or get them a jet to go someplace in a beautiful jungle. They'll know just exactly what to do. They won't trust in those old white angel wings, and they're going to be the ones that will be remaining, and the others will be taken. Said, well, you, Father, one sister said yesterday to me, no, it was just the day before yesterday, she said, you, Father, ought to believe in angels. I wasn't even talking about angels. I don't know what the hell's the matter with that stupid woman. I was talking about in the television channels, the educational channel, KQED, that's supposed to be the most liberal, progressive channel in America. It shows angels on the TV. It says, be an angel, be a donor. And all the angels are blonde-headed, white, with nice white wings, every one of them. And I said, there's no hope for a country that is stupid as that, with all the black people in San Francisco and the Bay and in Los Angeles, for these educational channels, and you see them on your educational channel, they'll say, be a donor, be an angel, give to the educational channel, and they show nothing but white Goldilocks angels. They don't give a damn about black folk. And that's all I was talking about. I wasn't talking about whether I believe in angels or not. I happen to be a messenger, if you want to look at it in those terms. I happen to be from another planet, or another plane, or you call it heaven. Whatever you want to call it, I know where I'm from. It makes no difference. But I'm walking here in human clay, in human form. And I'm going to stay here in human form till I get you up to where I am. Peace. Is that a Baptist meeting in the balcony? You look like you're following a different beat up there. Are you following a different drummer? I only got two people up there to ever move. I've only got two people up there that said amen. Are you listening to some other person, or are you not listening to me, or what's going on? Is there no PA system up there? We got two churches up there. Now, some were giving little faint claps before, but now a few more getting alive. And there was a couple up there I've seen you just moving your hands. But sometimes I look up there in the balcony and you act like you would like to be in Reverend Ike's church. Now, I don't mean to be foolish, though you are saved by the foolishness of preaching. I'm not trying to be supercilious or to be sarcastic, but I tell you, if you didn't believe that America was headed for trouble, just watch Reverend Ike's program once and you'd know we're in trouble. All those thousands of people gathered around, and look at the faces. If you don't appreciate people's temple, you ought to look at my people out here. Look at their faces and look at the faces of those. Vapid, dumb. They look at... I wanted to tell you, I just sent a message to Lillian Neal's daughter because I had a feeling of her heaviness. She was attempting to commit suicide. She was just right in the process when I sent the message. They called her as I had instructed her, and in the moment she's changed and it's lifted and everything is fine now. Peace. I've called out all kinds of people today. I've sent people running on various things and to take care of various work. Sometimes the most magnificent, and always the most magnificent part of my work is done quietly like that. But if you don't know Lillian Neal, you'll be hearing from her daughter. I just saved her in the process of committing suicide, and now it's lifted. Even while I'm preaching, I stopped her while I was listening to preach, the preaching and sending out and writing down notes about your healing. That was one of the things, a message that I sent and transmitted to one of the workers, and they called her. And now it's lifted. Peace. Lillian Neal is a follower. The daughter wasn't, but I'm sure she'll be touched that I would have knowledge of her need and call her right during the time when she feels like committing suicide. So you better always be aware that the God at hand is worth two in the bush. Very well, very well. If you did not know we were in trouble, as I said, look. Just look at some of these big healers. Look. Look at the TV station. Look over Reverend Ike's audience. And if you don't see the difference between our faces, oh, we got some here don't know which ends up, but you look at the most of them. Look at most of their faces. And you'll see, it's not that we're more beautiful. Oh, on the contrary. Always the true is like it was said of Jesus. The true vine is like it was said of Jesus. Foxes have dens, the birds have nests. The Son of Man has no form or comeliness, no beauty that anyone would desire them. It isn't that we're beautiful, on the contrary. But there's a look of knowledge. There's a look of sensitivity. There's a look of feeling in the faces of our true followers. And if you looked on that TV audience, I studied them, and I made it, I brought attention to the people who were there, back there. I said, look at their faces. There's nothing in them. They're just like automatons. All they're interested in is getting something for nothing, or to get a false promise and live with an illusion. They want a prosperity. They want a blessing. They don't want to help anybody. All the people that gather around Ike, they're not people that want to give. They want to receive. That's what I love about looking in your faces. You've come, the ones that stuck with me, you've had to be special because I've made it hard. This way is hard. It's rough. Like some sister yesterday, Katie West, in this assembly, had to take her car many times. I didn't ask her, but the conscience in her caused her to take her car several times because people got away from here before people had a way home. And she gave her car, run back and forth, back and forth. And people like Sister Miller and Sister Morris who've given their cars over to the cause. It's hard. That's easy out there. Just sit and look like a dummy. and give nothing of yourself. But that's why you better know that we are in trouble. America is in trouble. You know how much trouble we are with the white man. Yesterday the paper showed you, lovely black family. He's an engineer, I think. He had two children. And they, in Detroit, lived in an unprejudiced neighborhood, they thought. NAACP had given this community an award for being the best white neighborhood. So he moved into it. They stabbed the police dog. They stole the little boy's toys, the tricycle. They beat up on the little boy. They rocked the house. They set it afire. They put KKK, burned it into the grass. And you saw it on your paper and your TV. That family said, I had to move. He had to take clear off back in the slums and put his people, his children, his wife. They couldn't even go back one more night. They had to take all the family and go and stay with his mother-in-law because they weren't safe. So you know how much trouble we got with white people. We've got a... Is she still here? Yeah, she's still here. I tell you, when you see some of these folks slip in here, you can tell a honky whether they're black or not. If you know a white person is black, you say, all you black here, yes, even though they've got blonde hair, they're black if they're members of this family. They're black. Because anyone who's got conscience or really Christ understanding or Jehovah or Buddha or Marx or whatever you want, any good enlightened soul's understanding, they're going to identify with the poor. You always said, I'm a champion of the underdog. I identify with the persecuted. I identify with those that are suffering. Well, the whites in here are not white. They're black. Peace. They're black. They're Indian. They're Mexican. They're identifying with the people that have been suffering and persecuted and prosecuted. But sometimes you look around here and you see somebody walks in here. I can spot them a mile off. I just put down my glasses or I'll look. And you ought to tell by the way I look when somebody comes in. I'll just look. And some of you ought to take my message from my look and get over there and talk to those folk. And when somebody will go out, like a while ago, one of those Uncle Tom fellas trying to make his hair look like it's white, I watched him, went out, sent a word for him, and he was a spy on spies. Well, I know he was because I said him. Lying dogs. I know who's here spying. So why don't you recognize when people come in here, you ask them, say, you believe in brotherhood? What do you mean by brotherhood? You believe in interracial equality. That's what you ask them. Say, do you believe it's all right for anybody to marry who they choose, live where they want to, work where they want to? They say no. Say, I think you know you got the wrong church. We ought to be sweet and kind if someone says, well, I don't really know. I never thought about it. Well, you might be able to work with a person like that. But if someone... we've let people get in here. I had a woman in here. She had to die before I could get her out of it. And I resurrected her, and she never did come back. She died back here on the end of the aisle, a white woman. And when I got through talking to her, I knew why she died. God's the woman says, I don't think... I look around here, and I see this one with this white one with the black babies, and this black one with white babies, and I don't understand all this. Says, I think that's terrible. Said, I don't think that you should mix. Said, you don't ever see birds mix. Honey, we aren't birds. That's so stupid. Anybody stupid say that. You don't see birds mix. There's not a bit of difference between a white human and a black human, only the color of the skin. That's all there is, just a little bit of pigmentation you can't even measure. Then fools talking about birds. You never saw two birds alike, a little old sparrow and a big robin. Naturally, they don't mix. They couldn't get together. But you better watch that white doggie you got. I don't care. She may be all curled up in a little white poodle, and she may have everything just... You may have had her groomed last week, but you better watch when she go down and one of them black alley dogs comes out, because she's had it. Every time. You say, why are you talking this? You never talk so silly. I've got my reasons. I'm trying to get rid of some folk that don't need to be here. I've always become all things to all men, that by any means I might save them or. I'm knowing what I'm doing. You just take a little old groomed poodle and you can put little bells on her and little old collar and you can just have her all fixed up with a ribbon. But honey, you can bring up a white poodle just like her and she'll go away from that white poodle to hunt up a black alley dog and boy, won't they go to it. I just took care of that white sister. She won't be back. The only way she'll come back is if some of you brothers visit her on the sly. It's wonderful. Turn around and hug your neighbor. Hugger. Kiss them, hug them all up. That's it. Come on, rub noses with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to stop. Some of you folks don't know how to hug. Now, when we hug, this is the way we hug. Hug, come on. Let's hug. Come on. I was just trying to set an example. I can't hug all of you. I wish I could. I wish I could hug all of you. I can't, because I'm the type of person that has to hug everyone. So I won't do it unless I will. Afraid to hug. Don't be afraid to hug. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Come on back there. Hug him now. Shake him up. If I had my way, we'd do nothing but hug the rest of the day. But I did not proceed further because it's my feeling about you. You're all one to me. You're all one. You're all the same. You're all my precious, precious children. And if I start out there, I'd have to hug all of you, because I don't want to hug one without hugging you all. I was just giving you an example of how to do it. Because some of you act like you're afraid you're going to get broke or something. Peace. That is why I've got everything practically that I want for you. Got an apartment now, so we can have some housing here for people who don't feel that they're yet able to come up to Redwood Valley. Now, there's only one thing that I'd like us to see. I'd like to see a plane that belonged to us. Peace. Tomorrow we've got to get something else to take with us. A kidney machine. Tomorrow we're going to get it. That's our intention, tomorrow. Say, why? Well, because thank you. That's very sweet. That's very sweet of you. We want to have a kidney machine because people die unless they have kidney machines. 20,000 people died in just recent times, this last year, because they couldn't get to a kidney machine. Kidney machine will clean the blood, purify the blood for those that have got kidney problems, kidney failure. So I would like to also have a hospital. I would like to have a hospital, but right now we have to wait, because in these crisis times, as Senator Church from Idaho and several, Senator Monsdale also, that was their appeal early this morning. I was listening at 5 o'clock this morning, said something has to be done quickly to cut back the president's emergency powers, or we're in trouble, because he has more dictatorial power than Hitler did when he established his Third Reich. He has more power than the Vermont Constitution gave Hitler. Than the Vermont Republic, rather, gave Hitler. That's what he said. Emergency powers. Already the president can order you with Executive Order 11490 and 11647. Going to the bathroom alone, walking alone, and goes on all vacations with me, Sister Ever. Now, people have seen that, but oh, God! Don't clap. What's more, they've seen us put our money. Last night, one of our sisters, her husband's not a member of the church, but she's a good sister, and her husband, he's drinking too much.